Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great garden season. We're putting the gardens to bed, and we're pleased to tell you that starting this coming week, the newsletter will be going out again on a regular basis, and we're excited about that. A lot of changes to it, and there'll be a lot of other changes as we progress throughout the year. In the past, we've talked to you about my favorite gardening magazine called Green Prints, and it's a wonderful, wonderful magazine for those of you that love to garden. And with the holidays, if you have a neighbor that has helped you with problems in your yard or has helped you in the garden and you want to do something special for them, this is a great stocking stuffer. It's an inexpensive present that they will enjoy for a long time, and you will enjoy. The stories that are in it are just a lot of fun. So we want to tell you a little bit about Green Prints. And so we've asked Pat to join us this morning and tell you about the magazine. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everything for you?
It's a beautiful gray day. I just wish it would actually rain for real.
Well, supposedly tonight we're going to get some good soaking rains. I know in Maine here we've only received 10% of the normal rainfall for the month of October and November. So, like you, we are dry, and they're calling for a good soaking storm. So let's hope it comes. And I would prefer it now rather than snow later on.
Right. Well, I'm down in North Carolina. I get a little less snow than you do.
Well, this could be your year, Pat.
I hope so. I to the extent that we tend to get it, I love it. I know, like you, I don't get as overdosed with it as you do.
Right. Now, tell our listeners about your magazine and what it's all about, because it is very, very unique.
Green Prints is a weeder's digest. It's a magazine of people's garden stories, experiences, the things that have happened to them. They're funny, they're touching, they're moving. We all garden for so many reasons. We garden for the food and the flowers, but we garden for the joy and satisfaction we get out of it. And Green Prints is the only magazine that shares that. I've been doing it for 24 years. It's wonderful to read. It's illustrated by beautiful art. It's just a very heartwarming, fun magazine that was voted the best small garden magazine in America this year for the second time.
Wow, that's quite an honor for you to have received.
Absolutely, I'm very grateful. Someday I hope to be the best big garden magazine, but I'm not threatening that opportunity just yet.
Now, the thing that I think that's so unique about your magazine, I know you write some of the stories, but a lot of the people who get your magazine will write to you, and they'll actually write some of the stories that are printed in your magazine, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I try not to write any of the stories. I get so many beautiful and hilarious stories from all over the country, from everywhere, from Maine to Colorado to Australia and India. I get wonderful stories. I'm the only magazine that shares the inner side of gardening, the personal side of gardening. Every other one is how-to, which we need how-to. We need instruction. But we also need to share the joy of just bathing in the garden and enjoying the garden and just the amazing things that happen while we're doing it.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. It's the stories are written by gardeners for gardeners, and it tells of their experiences in the garden. And some of the stories are really, really funny, and some of them have an awful lot of meaning. And I think that those of you listening, if you're looking for a very unique present for your favorite gardener, this is something. Could you give us a maybe a quick story that's in one of your magazines?
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me share just a little quick funny one to just get us started. And people should know that Green Prints is like thumbprints, Green Prints. It has a website, greenprints.com, and we'll get into all those details. But let me share the little story. This is called Humble by a Rose by Diana Nolan of Iowa. Prize-winning roses were my passion. I babied over 24 different hybrid tea roses, a handful of miniatures, 2 grandifloras, and 1 climber thrown in just for a change of pace. I had double delight, color magic, garden party, first prize, sheer bliss, and more. Each held a special place in my heart. My friends made fun of me when I told them I had my own recipe for dirt. I bought ladybugs to keep the aphids down. I had a virtual library of books devoted to the care and feeding of roses. Despite my knowledge, I was stumped when I visited a relative and saw the one rose bush in a lonely corner of her backyard. She knew zilch about roses. Nothing! But the bush had a huge mass of gorgeous yellow blooms. It was painful for me to admit it, but it was true. It was the nicest rose bush I had ever seen. It was obviously a floribunda, but what variety? My blue ribbons meant nothing to me now. I couldn't stand not knowing, so I bravely inquired, what kind of rose is that? She looked at her husband for a long moment, then looked back at me. Then she leaned forward and, speaking very slowly, said, "Yellow."
And sometimes that's all you need to know. It's, you know, most people like to know what the name is so that they can go and purchase the same rose at their local nursery or garden center. But a lot of gardeners, they just buy the plant because of the color or specific characteristics that the plants do offer.
Oh, I just think that story's funny. I don't think we get many good lessons out of it. We all get
exactly.
Humbled in various ways in gardening. I guess that's the conclusion.
Now, tell us about your website, Pat.
All right, the website, greenprints.com, Greenprints like thumbprints, is a great way to get a feel for the magazine. There are sample stories there, beautiful illustrations. A subscription for 1 year for yourself or a gift is $19.97. That'll take you all year and give you a bonus issue of the Weeders Digest, our best of magazine. And if you mention Paul Parent when you subscribe, I'll give you an extra issue. I'll add an extra issue to your subscription because I want to know that people heard about it on your show, so I'll give you an issue for it. 1997, greenprints.com. We also have an 800 phone line, 800-569-0602, 800-569-0602.
Yeah, and the thing that you'll notice that makes this very unique, if you go to a newsstand and you pick up a Home and Garden magazine, you're probably going to find 2, maybe 3, if you're lucky, in these big national magazines that talk about the garden, and the rest of it is about the house and things like that. So this magazine is dedicated just to the gardener. It's not filled full of ads like your big national magazines that, you know, you go through it and half of it is advertising. So it makes it very unique in that stand that it's basically all stories for the gardener, written by the gardener. and can be very, very enjoyable, especially during a howling snowstorm. You sit back, you read these, and it'll get you motivated to maybe get out a piece of paper and plan out a garden, like some of the stories that you have put in your magazine. So it's something that's very unique, makes a great little gift, and for, you know, under $20, you have a whole year's worth of pleasure. And a friend, a neighbor, a fellow gardener, and, you know, sometimes it's tough to find something that you want to give them without feeling that, oh, if I buy them a big gift, they're going to be upset that they didn't buy me something. But this is something little, a lot of great stories for that special gardener.
It's a very thoughtful gift, and people love getting it. People, I'm always touched by how much the magazine means to people. I have people that tell them it helped them survive a severe loss in their family, a big disease, that emotionally it helped them through a very hard time. After 9/11, lots of people told me this magazine was a huge help to them. Because gardening is a huge help to us. Gardening is a great consolation and comfort during tough times in life. And gardening is great fun and joy during the good times. And this magazine shares that. It shares the heart and humor of gardening.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back, Pat.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday. Beautiful weather. Hopefully we'll get some rain and that'll help all of the bulbs that we have put in the ground to get rooted. I wanted to let you know I had an email this morning, and the people who have built the website for the Christmas wreaths and centerpieces ran into a glitch, and it will not be up and running until Tuesday. So I do apologize for that, but on Tuesday it will be up and running, I promise, or somebody will die. We are talking with Pat Stone. He is the publisher of a nice little gardening magazine. It's about the size of a Reader's Digest in size, so it's easy to hold and filled with very unique stories about gardening. Pat, we've got about 5-6 minutes or so left. Can you tell us another one of the stories that can be found in your magazine?
You got it, Paul. This one's a tender one. It's by Sheila Watson Cracklow of Colorado, and it's called Dandy Little Thing. My daddy was a Colorado coal miner of Scottish ancestry. Fairly short, balding even when young, Daddy was a good-natured man, but strength just radiated from him. He had huge biceps, massive forearms, muscular hands. His stubby fingers looked like fat sausage links. They were so strong, he could take lug nuts off wheels by hand. He really could. But for all his manly strength, there was tenderness in those fingers, too. One day, Daddy and I went out to plant strawberries in the garden. These weren't new strawberry plants. They were the little plants that grow out on runners from ever-bearing varieties. "We're going to plant these little suckers today," he said, as he plopped me down the old wheelbarrow. I couldn't answer. I was clutching the sides as the wheelbarrow jerked along the trail. I knew I was safe, though, because Daddy was pushing it. He lifted me out when we got to the garden. "Okay, now, you can help me do this. Oh, look, these are dandy little plants." He had crouched on the ground and was gingerly picking up one of the tiny new starts that clung onto the mother plant by its thin vine. "Sheila, get right on down here and look at this. See? Each one has started to grow already. Can you see the little roots?" "Yes," I said. "But they are growing here. Shouldn't we just leave them here, Daddy?" "Oh, no. The reason we call them suckers is that they really do suck the life out of the bigger plant. And we need that full-size one to make big berries for us." Daddy poured a little water into the wheelbarrow. Then, using those great gnarled fingers, He dug gently around a sucker plant. Ever so lightly, he pulled that baby out of the ground along with a small amount of the dirt around it. He almost cradled that little strawberry in his big fingers as he gently set it in the water at the bottom of the wheelbarrow. "There now," he said. "That's right. Get in there and drink that good water. Yeah, you're a dandy little plant." Daddy looked at me and smiled. He was so happy. I smiled back. Then we both got busy. I found all the suckers while he continued with his gentle digging, cradling, and moving. Soon we had the bottom of the wheelbarrow covered with tiny strawberry plants. Then he grabbed the handles of the wheelbarrow and set off ahead of me, his boots making deep prints in the mud. I had to pretty much run to keep up. When I caught up, he was scraping a few weeds out of the ground. This was where we were going to put the new plants. "Bring me the hose," Daddy said. I went back, hooked up the hose, then dragged it over to where he was loosening the soil. He dug holes for each of the 20 or so plants we had in the wheelbarrow. When they were done, Daddy said, "Okay, here we go. I'll put the suckers in the holes, and then you fill the holes with water. Can you do that?" Daddy chuckled. He knew I could do that. We planted all the suckers that way. He picked each one up in his muscular hands and cradled it. It was marvelous to watch. He whispered as he worked, "So they don't get scared," he said. When we were finished, he smiled and said to me, "See now, not a one of them is nervous or scared. They're happy in their new homes." I looked, and sure enough, none of the little plants was drooped or wilting. They really did look comfortable. We gathered up the hose. Then I was plopped back in the wheelbarrow, and bouncing along, we went back towards the house. When we got there, Daddy lifted me up. My muddy shoes made a clinging noise on the side of the wheelbarrow. Holding me in one strong hand, Daddy softly touched my cheek with his other, a tender caress I will remember forever. And he said, "Oh, you're a dandy little thing, aren't you?"
Wonderful. Check out the website if you would like to get more information. Pat, give us that website one more time.
Greenprints.com, Greenprints like thumbprints, 1997. And please mention Paul Parent. I'll give you an extra issue. 800-569-0602.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you have a wood stove or a pellet stove or a fireplace, and when you clean those stoves or the fireplace, don't throw that wood ash away. The wood ash from a wood stove, a pellet stove, or a fireplace is a great substitute for lime. If you have a 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash, and, of course, a few cinders from the wood that didn't burn all the way through, take that wood ash and spread it on your garden, on your lawn, and it will help your plants to grow a lot better. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. So a bucket will roughly cover 1,000 square feet of area. And if you have a lawn that has a lot of moss on it, you can give it 2 or 3 applications during the winter or now and then again in the spring. But you don't have to save it. You can throw it right on top of the snow or right on top of the ground. The rain will wash it in. And what's nice about using wood ash is it will begin the process to neutralize the acidity as soon as it rains. If you put down the old-fashioned powdered lime, which is just pulverized limestone, it takes the microbes in the soil up to 6 months to break it down to neutralize the acidity. The wood ash will begin as soon as it rains. So in a 3 or 4 week period, the acidity is changing in your soil. It will help to make it very difficult for moss to grow in your lawn. It will make your soil sweeter, and it will help the fertilizer that you apply to your perennial beds, to your annual beds, to your vegetable garden. And you can even use wood ash around your shrubs and your trees. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, I've got a lot of rhododendrons, I've got azaleas, mountain laurel, and they're acid-loving. They are not acid-loving, they're acid-tolerating. And if you have plants like a rhododendron or a mountain laurel, and they're not really flowering a lot, it gets to a point where the soil becomes very, very acidic. And the acidity in the soil will grab a hold of the fertilizer that you're putting down, and the plant can't use it. So when you add some lime, you make the soil sweeter. The acidity will release the fertilizer that you have put down, and your plants will grow better. So any broadleaf evergreen plant. So if you have a holly and you have a male and a female and it just doesn't produce a lot of fruit, then add some wood ash around it. If you have flowering trees like a hawthorn or dogwood and you get great flowers, but you don't get the red berries that develop in the fall and last all winter and feed the birds, put some wood ash around the drip line of your tree. So, for example, if you have a hawthorn or a dogwood or even some of the small flowering crab apples that the birds will eat, from the drip line, which is the ends of the branches to the trunk of the tree, sprinkle by the handful the wood ash. It will work its way down. It will stimulate the roots. It will help the plant to make more flowers. And it will help it to produce fruit that will attract the birds to your property during the winter months, as well as help your perennials to grow and produce more flowers. Get rid of the moss that could possibly be coming in. And in the lawn, it is wonderful. So every time you clean out the wood stove, a pellet stove, or your fireplace, save that wood ash, broadcast it on your lawn. And even though you don't have moss, if the grass is not growing as thick as you want it, if you have a lot of broadleaf weeds and crabgrass, they prefer an acid soil. So the sweeter your soil, the less weeds you're going to have. Now, I found that kind of hard to believe when I first read it, so I tried it in half of my lawn. Spread the wood ash from the wood stove that we had and did this year after year after year and found out in the spring that if you looked at the grass, the areas where I had been putting the wood ash had fewer weeds, fewer crabgrass, and the grass grew a lot thicker. So this is valuable gardening technology. It's just plain old wood ash that everybody throws at the landfill. Use it. Now, charcoal, briquettes, no. So when you're cooking on the grill, take the ash from the charcoal, and that you can dispose of. That will not change the acidity. But if you have an outside fire pit, take that wood ash, broadcast it in the garden, and things will grow a lot better. So that's something that should help you out today. Now, the other thing, roses and hydrangea. And next hour, we're going to talk about how to protect them. But if you have rose bushes and they're new this year, they're going to need some protection. If most of the foliage has come off and your roses are going dormant, then it's time to winterize them. And all you need to do, go to your garden center, feed and grain store, buy some bags of bark mulch, and just pour the bark mulch right over your rose bush or your blue hydrangea and create an igloo-shaped mound of this organic matter, and it will protect your roses during the winter months. It keeps the ground frozen, so there's no freezing and thawing that will hurt the root system. It protects the graft because most of your roses are grafted, and if it gets cold and wet, then the graft can separate and you'll lose all of your flowers. Then in the spring, you just spread it out in the garden and you're ready to go. The blue hydrangea or the pink ball shaped. If you live from, let's say, Cape Cod south, you don't have a problem. But if you live inland, so coastal places like New Jersey, coastal New York, the eastern part of Pennsylvania, and even in the Carolinas, your climate is good for the ball-shaped hydrangea. But if you go into western Pennsylvania or upper state New York or the western part of New Jersey and north of Boston, so Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, unless you live right on the coast, the blue hydrangeas don't flower that well because of the weather. And if you can insulate them with just plain old bark mulch, you're going to find they're going to bloom a lot better. Now, if you're in a windy location, use an antidesiccant on your roses and on your hydrangea. The antidesiccant, like Wiltproof or Wiltstop, will seal the stems and coat them with a waxy film that will prevent water loss during the winter, and the survival rate of your roses will be absolutely better. So, mulch them, a little bit of Wiltproof or Wiltstop, and do not prune your roses or hydrangea in the fall. The fall is the time where if you want to do a little pruning here and there of some of your evergreens to put in your window boxes that are attached to the house, or if you have some containers that were filled with flowers during the spring, summer, and fall, and now the flowers are all gone, and you want to kind of decorate them for the holidays, you can prune a branch here and there of yews and junipers, arborvitae, white pine, and even some holly. And then you put them in the container. You have a beautiful arrangement of assorted foliage with different textures and different colors. And that way that container will give you a little bit of interest and excitement during the cold part of our year. And there's nothing prettier than walking into a house and you go buy a window box, and instead of having it all dirt, it's filled with fresh cut greens. But limit the amount of pruning that you do. And if you're going to do some heavy pruning, spray the ends of the branches with an anti-desiccant. It really does help to keep it safe and prevent moisture loss during the winter season of the year. Now, some of your perennial herbs, if you grew them in pots on your deck or your porch, and you're not able to bring them inside for the winter months and grow them on a windowsill, I, for example, have in my tool shed right now, I have rosemary, I have different types of thyme, and three or four other varieties of herbs that I grew in containers. So I put them in my tool shed for the winter. That way they're out of the wind and the cold. They will go dormant. And then in the spring, I'll take them out. Now, I do water them a couple of times during the winter months so that they have moisture around the roots. And they will come back and do very, very well for you next year. But, you know, don't just leave them outside and expect them to survive. A little bit of protection, if you don't have a tool shed or a garage, put them up against the house on the north side, not on the south where it gets sun all day, but someplace where it's going to be shaded, and that way they'll be protected. You can even put them between shrubbery. You get some big yews or junipers, stick them between.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you with your garden. We had a technical glitch with the website, and talked with them this morning. Not very happy, but everything will be up and running on Tuesday for those of you that are looking to see our collection of wreaths and centerpieces. I do apologize, but they tell me that by Tuesday everything will be up and running. And again, I do apologize for that. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Mass with a question about a fig tree.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your fig?
Good morning. I bought a fig tree this year, and I placed it into my basement about a week ago.
Okay.
My question is two things. One, do I ever give it any water? And the second question is, the basement doesn't drop below 50 degrees. Some people are telling me that's too warm.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a fig tree. It's my third year with it, and it produces very, very well. And in 3 years, it's gone from a 3 foot tall plant. Now it's about almost 6 foot in height and about 5 foot in width. And I change the pot every single year. And what I do is I put it in my garage for the winter. I live in Maine, and leaving it outside, the fig would not survive. If you live on Cape Cod or south, then you can plant figs and they don't need any special protection. But once you leave Cape Cod and you get, let's say, into the Boston area, they either have to be brought in for the winter or they have to be covered. But in your case, if you get the garage, even though it's freezing outside, it's sheltered from the wind, it's sheltered from the weather, and the plant will stay dormant and it will do well. If mine can survive the winter in my unheated garage here in Maine for 3 years and grow and produce, that's what I would do. I'm afraid that if you keep it and it gets above 50, that it may break dormancy early. As we get into March and the days get longer, light gets into the basement, the house gets a little bit warmer, it may start to grow. And because the basement is dark, the new growth that does develop is going to be yellow. And it's going to stretch to try and capture the light coming in from the little windows in the basement. So if you've got a garage or a tool shed, put them in there for the winter. They'll be fine. If they're planted, and I have friends who have them in the Boston area, what they do is they build a cylinder by taking bales of hay. You can buy bales of hay for under $5 a bale. Or you can buy straw and you can reuse it later. So it depends what you want to do. And what you do is you build a cylinder by stacking bales of hay one on top of each other to create a barrier or a wall all the way to the top. Take some string, tie your branches together so that it's not as wide, and then what you do is you fill between the bales of straw or hay to the plant with just leaves or pine needles. Once you've filled it to the top, put a bale of hay right on top of your cylinder and then wrap it with a piece of plastic. And that will help to give it even more insulation. Now, if you don't want to buy bales of hay or straw, you can build a cylinder with plywood. Fill the cylinder full of pine needles, and now is the time to do it. So you drive in 4 stakes, put your plywood barrier around it, fill it with leaves or pine needles, and then cover it with a piece of plastic or even an old plastic tablecloth. Tie it firm and leave it like that until late March, and then uncover.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.